Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday edition of the French Connection. Today's date is the 28th day of April, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It's great to have you here with me today. Last day of the week, it's TGIF for everybody, and I'm sure based upon what's happening in the country, everybody's getting a little bit itchy. So I'm going to try to scratch that itch for you today with a couple of comments about some things. We did a great interview yesterday with Tex Mars. Tex's information comes from a different angle, but ends up in the same place. This is why we're positive. Our information is 100% accurate, 100%. No group been singled out here to be blamed erroneously. Unlike what's been being said on talk shows, especially over there at RBN with this guy Frank Whalen, who is absolutely 100% positively, without a doubt, working for the bad guys, has been for a long time. He ran me up a flagpole a couple of times when I was over there at RBN, and then lied to me and dropped me down on my head, you know, and I told him to go do something to himself, and that was the final communication I've had with that cretin. But he's saying that, now what's going to happen is everybody's going to blame Israel for all this mess. Well, guys, hello. Frank Whalen, hello. You dummy. People who listen to him have to have their head examined. They need to have their brain looked at, because this man is absolutely on the wrong side of all the issues here. And if you listen to his broadcast, he talks about these nonsensical cures and this foolishness. And he just, it's one insipid and simpleton presentation. My goodness. But it deserves people who listen to him to be told the truth, at least, so that then they can start making some accurate decisions here. The Nazis. What Nazis, for crying out loud? There aren't any Nazis around anymore. The only Nazis there are the people that work for the Jews that come out and pump up a program for Nazism so that they can have somebody to blame for hate, so they can control us with hate laws. It's a typical and perfect deception, guys. Come on, it's been going on forever. They've even found leaders of these Nazi party things that have actually been Jewish. This guy that went up to Skokie, Illinois there, and the guy was a Jew, and he was working out of Southern Poverty Law. Get a grip here, you know. I mean, can't you see through these deceptions? They're not even working anymore. They're infantile in the quality now. Now, you know, see, once the truth comes out, even all complex deceptions all seem foolish. They all seem foolish. Don't fall for the nonsense. Get off of RBN. RBN is a septic tank. It's a cesspool. There's a couple of people over there being used that I happen to like. Somebody who came out with, you know, she does a show on Saturdays, and she doesn't have much contact with these cretins. And I've spoken to her about it, but I said she's in a viper's pit over there, just plain and simple. It's a nightmare. They come out with racial stuff and white supremacy stuff and mayhem stuff and insanity and stupidity. It's a pile of dung. It's a dung heap over there. And John Stadtmiller is the captain of the heap. That's what's happening. He's been working for the intelligence services in the United States forever. We even had some billing coming to my house over here in France from American Capital Insurance of Houston for his phone bills. Boy, nobody ever explained that one, huh? But, look, when you hear this stuff, you know, they're worried. These people are frightened beyond measure. They're scared to death. And Alex Jones is scrambling for blame. He's looking around to toss blame on other people. They're going to blame the Jewish people. Well, of course we're going to blame them. They're doing this to us. You know, I didn't start out this way. In fact, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I was defending these people. That's how bad this is. I was defending them. They had me buffaloed, man. They had me completely, the wool pulled over my eyes. I had no idea. And I used to tell people, oh, don't talk like that about the Jews, you know, that they've lived through, that they've been victims. And I gave the whole company line, came out of my mouth by rote. I learned it in school. I learned it on my TV set. I learned it in my propaganda sessions that they piled onto me from television shows and decades of political correct nonsense. the victims, the victims, the victims, the victims. And then all of a sudden, I woke up to the reality. Ben Friedman hit me between the eyes. And then I started saying, well, wait a minute. This guy sounds too real to be ignored. And I started looking, and I said, holy Moses, look at this stuff. And Fagan, and then I started saying to myself, well, yeah, they're in control of the media. I've always known that. Oh, well, yeah. Only Jews are involved in the control of the Federal Reserve. Well, yeah. 2% of the population, but they're the number one controllers of our Congress, Senate, House of Representatives, 60% plus in our control of the presidency. We're at a war for them now. We just got out of a war for them before. $2.6 trillion missing by the comptroller. Dov Zolkaim robbed it, sent it to Israel. Caught over 27 separate spy scandals, stealing state secrets and shipping them to Israel. And then 3 known cases of shipping that information on to China. It all started falling into place for me. This is not Black Pope nonsense. Get off that stuff. This guy Phelps is a disinfo. It's nonsense. Listen to what Tech said. Listen to what Pidcock says, what Professor McGowan says. Listen to what the experts are saying. Stop listening to these lying sacks of dung over here at RBN and GCN. They're there to confuse and to obfuscate and to lie. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Stop listening to this nonsense. Skylex Jones is bad to the bone. You know, all deference to Tex. Tex says, you know, I think he's just misguided. Yeah, he's not misguided. Not this guy. Bought and paid for is what he is. Bought and paid for. And the bottom line is that we're kicking their fanny with the truth, with the facts, with the evidence, and with people's logic. You just have to put it in front of somebody and say, look at this. Use your common sense. Take a peek at it. How do 2% of the nation's population control the entire banking structure? How? How do they control the entire media structure? How? Explain this to me. Fact of the matter is, the only explanation is that it was by design, it is by design, and then when you start listening to these men from the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, and you start looking at the assassinations, the murders, the terrorist attacks being from Jews, you talk about people at Abu Ghraib even having Stars of David tattooed on their arms and around their necks. And then, of course, American military gets blamed for it. And then you start finding out that for years they've been shipping children around the world and selling them. And you find out that pedophilia happens to be one of the great ways that they use to entrap politicians. And once they trap them, they're targeted for higher office. Yep. They get you as a young congressman, and they sprinkle a little filth around you and see if you bite. If you bite onto the filth, they fill me up, and then they got you. And then after that, they say, be a good boy, and we'll pay you the money, give you the money for your campaigns, we'll defeat your opponents, but you do what we say. And boy, oh boy, have they got away with it. And they have done it over and over again, and that is why our Congress is so compromised. And that is why our country is in such a horrible state of affairs. In spite of all the demanding of the public to change things, nothing changes because every one of these cretins is being held over a barrel by nasty charges of embezzlement or fraud or criminality or sexual perversion. And they started doing this. Listen to Kay Griggs. They started doing the same thing with the military years and years ago. They've done it with our education structure. Yeah, and then when somebody does put their head above the parapet, it gets shot off. Quick. And they're all the mouthpieces out there are theirs. All the main organs of dissemination are in their hands. And of course, when they want to slander somebody or destroy somebody, it just comes out in a spray of a hail of bullets all around you. You know, you're this, you're that. They've even said that I was a pedophile hiding out in France. How dare they? Unbelievable. How dare they? How dare they? You see, these are the pedophiles themselves calling other people things. It's unbelievable that they could get away with such things. They put this on the internet, guys. I couldn't even believe it. And this was left up on a message board without being deleted. I couldn't even believe it. But this is their MO. This is their modus operandi. This is how they operate, and this is the way they work. And you know something? We're not going to let them do this to us, and we're not going to let them defeat us, because they are losing. They're losing. The flow of history is against them. The facts are against them. The truth is on our side, and we're starting to knock their teeth in. The numbers are up. People are waking up. And here's the biggest hello. Hi out there for the Christian listeners. Hi out there for the guys who used to think that Christian Zionism was a good idea. You found out your Scofield Bible was manipulated by these people. Go back to your King James Version and take a read. Find out what real Christianity was all about. Take a read, guys. It has no resemblance to what they've been shoving down your throat. Billy Graham was Jewish. Comes from the Frank family. Jacob Frank. He changed his name to Graham. Hello? Anybody out there? Crypto Jew. Yup, led the country astray. 33 level Mason. Yupper. Yup. Pat Robertson. Jeez Louise. Hagee. Ho. Where do you want to go with this? Start turning away from these horrendous people. 26 million of you, wake up and smell the coffee. Time for another cup of coffee from a different machine. It's a different pot over here, guys. We serve the good coffee over here. We serve the real cup. The real cup. Yeah. No more of these lies in my cup of coffee in the morning. I only read the truth here. I only drink on the truth here. That's it. No more nonsense. No more lies. No more deception. No more Scofield Bible if I'm a Christian. No more lying to me. Time to dig out from underneath these horrible people's control and take back what was never theirs. They've stolen it. It's like your rotten, stinking neighbor coming over to your house and stealing all your stuff and having it sit in the front yard of their house, and they're saying to you, come on and get it. Go ahead. Well, yeah, we're coming, and we're going to take back our country. We're going to take back what's ours, the liberty that you've stolen from us, the constitutional republic you've destroyed. The health structure that you've destroyed. I'm going to get rid of all debt, public and private, and you are going to go bankrupt, and we are going to wage war against you, a physical battle against you. We are going to hunt down these criminals and eliminate them from the world. Zionism will die. There is an army being built right now, ladies and gentlemen, on these facts. On these facts. And we will not rest until these people have been brought to justice. They will be tried, and they will be shown to be what they are, the monsters they are in front of this world. Don't fear them. They haven't got any supernatural powers. They're not these Kabbalists. They can't do anything with this number nonsense. Don't believe it. It's bull. It's always been bull. Make everybody think that there's something to all that nonsense. Wake up! That's as ridiculous as aliens coming from space. If you think aliens are coming from space and you've been listening to this show for a while, please, either get yourself straight or get off this program. We don't need mental defectives here. We got to fight beside each other, and I don't want to be fighting beside some mental defective. I want to be fighting with somebody with a clear head who's read the stuff, who knows the facts, who knows the information. Time to turn two here. This is a Friday. We're going to fight this big fight together. I'm not going to let you down. I'm going to keep putting on the good stuff. We've got Muhammad Rafik coming next week. He's got more information on these Cretans, on these horrible humans, on these Khazarians, on these fake Jews. More information on them, on their supremacist ideas. More information about Bush family involvement in these with these people. More. I'm going to take the legs off from under these nasty humans, and we're going to defeat them. And we're going to do a great interview today. We're going to talk about them designing diseases to kill off populations, ladies and gentlemen. How about who designed AIDS to kill off populations in Africa so that they could get rid of the people, which is what they got planned for the rest of us as well, and steal their commodities out from under them and foment local battles and wars like the Rwanda wars and like these Darfur in Sudan against Chad, all orchestrated by the Zionists, ladies and gentlemen, and by the Zionist bankers. No different than the Boer wars, which we've talked about on this show, done by Rhodes. Yep. Just like this guy Mugabe, Robert Mugabe. He's actually, they say, everybody says, oh, he's such a bad man. They support him behind the scenes. He is one of their puppets, just like Saddam Hussein was one of their puppets. You getting the deception now? You starting to smell the rat? Yeah. Don't believe this Nazi nonsense. Don't wrap your brain around that ever again. Don't listen to this guy Frank Whalen. He is a liar. He's full of crap. A liar. And we're going to have him in a courtroom too. And we're going to have him judged, and we're going to have him put up against a wall with the rest of these criminals, because he knows what he's doing, and he knows the lies he's telling, and he knows the obfuscation, and he knows the information he's spreading is not so, and it's part, and it's responsible for destroying the Constitutional Republic of America. He knows, and so many people have woken up to this man's nonsense. I'm going to blame Israel. Jeez, of course we're going to blame him, you moron. End of the week. Had to get some of these things off my chest, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because they sit there and they get heavy after a few days of working at this stuff, and I need to let it out. So today I did that, and I want to thank you for tuning in today, because I hope you are a little better tuned in to these facts. And I hope you enjoyed Tex Mars yesterday, and you're going to enjoy a interview in a couple of minutes with Dr. Lorraine Day. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more French Connection after this break.